toward areas still trying to recover from hard rains and snow. This as thousands of people have been evacuated in the state's Monterey County because of a breached levee. Emergency rescue crews on Sunday pulled more residents from their homes in the city of Pajaro near Santa Cruz, and rivers are still rising. Nicholas Pasculi is the county's communications director.
It encompasses a large amount of residential structures as well as commercial agricultural structures. The Salinas River is a long meandering river, and it is somewhat unpredictable.
Governor Gavin Newsom has now proclaimed a state of emergency in 34 counties. That's six more than days earlier. Everything, everywhere, all at once won 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, and Best Actress went to Michelle Yeoh. Best Actor, Brendan Fraser, for his performance in The Whale. You are listening to NPR News from...
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Good evening, guys. I'm Brittany Lestenkoff.
I'm Crystalyn Hill.
I'm Jaylene Filimonoff. I'm a senior from Mount Etchcombe, and I'm from St. Paul.
I'm Aiden Panzer, and I'm a senior from Anchorage.
Hi, I'm Crystalyn. I'm a junior from Juneau, and you're listening to the AV Club on KCAW Sitka.
I'm Bernie Lestenkoff, and today's theme is things to do to pass time.
We never learned we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? The bullet.
Just stop your crying, it'll be alright.
pretty good from here. Remember, everything will be alright. We could meet again somewhere, somewhere far away from here. We never know.
Hear the birds singing, flying around. The last songs that you just listened to were Mr. Rager by Kid Cudi, and then Sign of the Times by Harry Styles, and Yesterday by The Beatles.
Come see the original Artist Grind Saturday, March 11th, 7 p.m. at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Don't miss your favorite local performers showing their talents on the main stage and an art exhibit in the lobby. Bring a dessert to share and enter into the contest. Tickets are $5 at Old Harbor Books or at the door.
Do you think time is real?
No, I don't think time is real. Because, I mean, we have fallback and daylight savings, and those are two totally made-up things.
I'm just one of those people that kind of just go with whatever people tell me about the world. Because it's too much to think about personally.
What is your favorite thing to do with your time?
I personally like to listen to music or play music. You know, I like picking up a guitar and strumming every now and then. It's a great way to pass some time.
Normally, I like to go hang out with my friends, or right now I'm really into the show And With an E. Kind of been spending a lot of my time watching that.
I really like to draw on my iPad. I'm really into digital art. I actually have an Instagram page if you want to follow it. It's _J's_period_art_.
She's really good. I agree.
It's a lot of underscores.
I am really good.
That's how you know she's cool. She got all the underscores. She just needs a couple X's in there.
Yeah.
XX.J. I would say my favorite thing to do is watch TikTok or watch Disney movies and stuff, you know?
Every night before bed.
Yeah, literally.
Every night.
No AirPods.
No. I don't wear AirPods either. So we'll have two Disney movies going on at the same time.
I just like listening to music.
That's it?
Yeah. Maybe some beading if I feel like it.
Sewing. You love sewing, Alexia.
She loves beading.
I like beading. I can't sew for the life of me.
Yeah.
She's not in practice yet.
Okay, so what do you guys do at Mount Edgecombe when you're bored or want to pass time? For me, I would watch TikTok or go hang out with my friends or go to the sub and do karaoke. And yeah, it's me and Crystalyn, karaoke partners.
Do you want to karaoke tonight?
Maybe.
I'll karaoke with you.
Okay.
Yes.
So, what are you guys' things you like to do when you're bored?
I like to hang out with you guys. We hang out all day today.
All day.
And watch TikTok.
What did you guys get to do today? Oh, we went to Wildflower and got asahi bowls. I got the mermaid one, and it was pretty good. And I had, like, one of their, I think it was, like, cherry almond chip macarons. It was so good.
So good. I recommend Wildflower, guys. Really good.
Yes, it's real good. We also went to Highliner. And we got drinks. And then we went, got prettied up and took pictures outside.
I like to hang out with my friends. And that's about it.
That's really good. I like that. Real fun to hang out. Okay, now we're going to talk. Now we're going to play some music for your guys'.
I tiptoe
know you got to have your rest. She says, come lay beside me, I've been waiting since you left. She's sweet to me, must be the luckiest man alive. Did I tell you, baby, you are the joy of my life? Time that I saw you, ooh, I took my breath away. Yeah, I might not get to heaven, but I walked with the angels that day. Takes me by the hand, I am the luckiest man alive. Did I tell you, baby, you are the joy of my life? Some may have the worldly fame, yeah. Long as I have you, I'll treasure each and every day. Just take me by the hand, I am the luckiest man alive. Did I tell you, baby, you are the joy of my life? Did I tell you, baby, you are the joy of my life?
Call me anytime you got. forgot to call me. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
You can see the time.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
You can see the time.
Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind. Someone to hold me, oh, and lock me through the
supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing in the moon.
We just played Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest, Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman, and Joy of My Life by John Fogerty.
Up next, we'll be playing, hi, I'm Alexia, and we're about to say the weather for Southeast Alaska. First up, we have Sitka. Tonight is partly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s, northeast winds to 10 miles per hour. On Monday, we'll have mostly sunny, highs in the mid-30s, east winds to 10 miles per hour, with gusts to around 25 miles per hour.
Hi, I'm Crystalline, and in Cake and Port Alexander, tonight is mostly cloudy, lows around 20, north winds to 10 miles per hour, Port Alexander, low winds in the mid-20s, and Monday, partly sunny, highs around 30, northwest winds to 10 miles per hour.
Fort Angoon tonight, it's partly cloudy, lows around 20, light winds. Monday in Angoon, it's mostly sunny, highs around 30, north winds 10 miles per hour.
In Tenneke Springs, tonight is partly cloudy, lows around 15, light winds. In Tenneke Springs, lows around mid-20s. Monday, sunny, highs around 30, northwest winds to 10 miles per hour.
Tonight in Pelican and Elfin Cove is partly cloudy, lows around 20, north winds 10 miles per hour. On Monday, it'll be sunny, highs around 30, north winds 10 miles per hour.
In Yakutat, tonight is mostly clear, lows around 15, northwest winds to 10 miles per hour. On Monday, it's mostly sunny, highs around 30, and east winds to 10 miles per hour.
I'm Brittany Lestenkoff, and I'm going to be reading the community calendar. Monday, March 13th, spring break, UAS registration. At 6 p.m., adult indoor soccer. Tuesday, March 14th, 10:30 a.m., Sprouts. 1:30 p.m., Pinch Pot Session. 6 p.m., Sitka Assembly Meetings. 6 p.m., Recovery Dharma.
KCAW is supported by Schmolk Mechanical Contractors. Schmolk installs and maintains boilers, furnaces, heat pumps, air conditioning, water solutions, and more with 24-hour emergency repair and service agreements. For home or commercial plumbing, heating, and appliance needs, Schmolk can be reached at 747-3142, serving Southeast Alaska for over 90 years.
Raven Radio is proud to broadcast locally in Sitka and all the way from Yakutat to Cake and in between. But if you're too far away to listen to KCAW on the air, you can always tune in online from our homepage at kcaw.org. Wherever you are in the world, you can always stay a part of your Raven Radio family at kcaw.org.
Some of the best popular music ever was spawned by the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. I'm Denton Pearson, host of At the Hop. Join me as we play the great hits from the first two decades of the rock and roll era every Saturday morning, 9:15 a.m. here on KCAW Sitka.
सुख भी अपने मैं ते बसे जाना मस्त होके गावा दुनिया राजी करके कमले फिर भी चैन नहीं होना सारी खुशियां मिल जावन ते पिछ की रह जाना सारी खुशियां मिल जावन ते पिछ की रह जाना तेरे बस में कुछ भी नहीं है दिल में समझावा तू झूम झूम
Hi, I'm Zeba, and we just listened to Clocks by Coldplay and To Joom by Nasibo Lal and Abida Praveen. Up next, the Mount Edgecombe students will be talking about things that they will do with their time after high school.
So how many seniors are in here?
Three.
Who are the seniors? I'm Brittany.
I'm Jaylene.
I'm Aiden.
I'm not a senior, but I'm Crystalline.
Okay, so what are you guys doing after high school, after you graduate in 60 days?
Oh my God, 60 days. That's 2 months.
Yeah.
So I'm going to Klamath Falls in Oregon, Oregon Institute of Technology, and I'm going to study medical sonography.
I'm going to Oregon Tech as well, and I will be studying EMT paramedic and aerospace engineering.
I'm not really sure where I'm going yet, but I want to, like, become a nurse or a teacher or something like that.
She's going to Portland. Don't let her fool you. She needs to come with me.
No.
She's coming with me.
No, I might be following Lillian.
Lillian's also going to Portland.
We might go to Arizona.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I mean, Arizona's kind of hot, though.
That's okay.
Oregon is just like Alaska.
No, I want to be somewhere that's hot.
I mean, I feel like Oregon gets more Oregon sun than here, definitely.
Yeah, like, Oregon is definitely a warmer climate, but, I mean, it still has all the fun activities you can do in Alaska, like snow machining, skiing, and, you know, winter activities.
No, I'm going to Arizona.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. So, Crystalline, what are you going to do when we're gone?
Probably become a dorm rat again. Literally back to freshman year. Like one friend.
That's okay.
We'll be back for your graduation.
Yes. Yep. You'll be a senior.
Yeah.
Next year.
It's okay. I kind of already have an idea of what I want to do. Like, I want to become a PA, try to go to school through Search or Washington State.
Yeah.
So cool. Yeah.
Do you know what you want to study in college yet?
I think I have to do some sort of nursing program, but I'm definitely want to take CNA at Mount Edgecombe. So I can, like, kind of work that as I'm going through college.
You and I are going to be medical field besties.
Yes.
Slay.
Slaying.
Are you guys planning on, like, staying in Alaska after you go to college? Mm. Or are you planning on, like, moving out?
I'm moving.
I don't know yet. I don't know. It's kind of hard.
I mean, maybe for summers come back to Alaska, but...
Yeah. Because we fish. We commercial fish in St. Paul every summer. So we kind of have to come back.
I mean, I'll go to St. Paul and visit, but I don't really want to stay in Alaska.
Too cold.
I mean, I love Alaska, but I've been here for 18 years.
I'm going to be a snowbird. I'm going to leave every time it gets cold.
Yeah.
That's what my family does. Yep.
I honestly just want to be able to go road trip and explore the rest of the U.S. because in Alaska, we're so isolated from everywhere else that we don't get to... We get to see what's in Alaska, and that's it. We don't get to see other places.
Yeah, I want to go to Europe.
Yeah. No, me too.
Like, Italy or Venice before it sinks.
Venice, yes.
I want to go in the European train system because it connects everywhere from China all the way down to, you know, Spain, Portugal. Like, it goes everywhere.
Yeah.
Should we all just, like, travel to Europe?
Road trip.
Why not?
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
Yeah. So.
I just want to go to the Bahamas and get my tan on. Be warm. I'm sick of the cold in Sitka.
I'm scared I'm too pale. I'll just end up burning.
I would go to Bora Bora, but I'm too pora pora.
Nice one, Brittany.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So how do you guys feel about 60 days left?
It's so scary. I'm not ready.
I don't think it's really hit me yet. Like, 60 days sounds like a short time, but in the moment, it's every day goes by so long. I don't know. I feel like these 60 days are going to stretch, even though that everyone says 60 days, you know, the last month, last 2 months are always the fastest. I feel like it's going to drag out.
It's almost like that TV show, 60 Days In.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared because I don't really know what I'm going to do. I don't think, because we've been here for 4 years, guys, and we made like a family, and now we're leaving.
I don't know what I'm going to do not being here. I don't know what I'm going to do not going to our culture room every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
we
basically live in there.
Yeah, we live in there.
Well, my culture family's going to be gone.
It's either culture room or Homeland's office.
Or our room, yeah. Brittany. Everybody comes to our room.
Yeah.
Not Aiden. He's not allowed in there.
Yeah, well, except for the times that I have been in there because, you know, your surgery.
Let's not talk about that on the air.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say, Crystalline?
I kind of missed that last part of the conversation.
Oh, we're just talking about, like...
How we all go to our... You guys come to our room all the time.
Oh, yeah. Because you guys have the nicest room.
The senior suite. Yeah.
I want that room next year.
It's the nicest view.
It's the nicest room probably on campus.
No, for real.
And there's no bunk beds.
No bunk beds.
And we have a wall dividing our beds.
Yeah.
I know. Up until, like, a few months ago, I was, like, on top bunk. Since, like, freshman year. So, like, 3 years on top bunk is getting kind of annoying.
Yeah, it really is.
I've only been on top bunk one time, and that was freshman year for, like, 3 months, and then I moved out.
I like, have been on bottom bunk one full year, and then just, 2 weeks ago, my roommate left, and so now I finally have bottom bunk again, and it's the greatest thing ever. I hate top bunks.
It's so hard making the beds all the time, because you have to, like, I have to, like, starfish and, like...
That's such a weird thing. Like, all MEHS students just collectively hate top bunk. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to say that I've only had top bunk once, and that was for like 3 months, and then I moved to bottom bunk, and I've had it since.
You are so lucky.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What a lucky soul.
Hey guys, can I ask a question? So... As you guys mentioned, you know, time at Mount Edgecombe High School is, you know, going to be closing soon for the seniors. And I'm wondering, do you have a distinct moment in time that sticks out to you, like, as a student there or, like, a moment, anything like that? I'm curious.
Oh, yeah. So our freshman year was the year that COVID hit in Alaska and the whole school got sent home to their, you know, rural villages in Alaska or Anchorage and did... virtual school for the rest of the year. So we are the last class to ever have the normal high school experience, at least for a couple months.
Yeah.
We're the last pre-COVID class. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and it was so different. Like, all these last 3 years were so different because of COVID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we never, like... I talk to people that have graduated, and, you know, they explain their experience here at Mount Edgecombe so much better than what I've personally experienced, and that's due to a lot of COVID regulations that are, you know, some of them are still in play today, even though it's a lot of people, you know, kind of consider it not as worrisome as it once was.
Yeah. What do you two think, sophomore and junior? Like, how is Mount Edgecombe for you guys? Like,
it's going pretty great, I guess. I don't know. I don't pay attention.
I mean, it's been pretty good, but, like, the past 2 years, it was, like, kind of weird, and I almost didn't come back because of it, because remember the first year, like, whenever there was, like, a COVID case, we would all get sent back to the dorms. We'd have to stay in the classrooms until they find out all the close contacts. Like, everyone was in quarantine for, like, 2 weeks, and it was, like, really stressful at first.
I loved that. Yeah. I loved being up in my room super late in the morning because someone, like, we couldn't go to school, so they would, like, deliver our food to our rooms, and we get to stay in there all day long.
Okay, but the food was so bad.
Hey. Yeah, it wasn't really... Okay, yeah, so, yeah, road trip?
Yeah.
Road trip.
We're going to take a road trip. Speaking of road trip.
We're going to take a road trip.
Speaking of road trip, guys.
Thank you.
Stop.